Broadcasting daily around the world with ancient wisdom and cutting-edge success and nothing less science. This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach, Robert Zink. Prepare to be empowered. Live the life you desire. Attract the success you deserve. Experience love, a better relationship, abundance, and prosperity. Now, here is your mentor of light, Robert Zink.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, fellow manifestors, whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink, right here with you, side by side. We're in the same boat together, and we're heading down the river of personal success, personal happiness, and abundance. You have the ability to manifest the life you desire through the law of attraction. Before we go further, I'm excited that Rachel twisted my arm. She said, you got to pay it forward every now and then, Robert. And I said, okay, what do you have in mind? She said, how about our program, Beyond the Secret? This program is a game changer, and we are now giving it away. No strings attached. All you have to do is visit our website, lawofattractionsolutions.com, and get Beyond the Secret. It's on the front page. You click it, you download it, it's yours. We have sold tons of these since 2010. I mean, all over the world, thousands of people have used this program. And we have testimonials on our website. People have found that this program is a game changer. It's a life changer. So why not get your free copy? Here's why we're doing it. One, we want to pay it forward. Two, if you start becoming more empowered, you empower more people, and they empower more people, and eventually those people end up listening to this podcast or visiting our website, and that's all good. It's good for you. It's good for us. It's good for everyone. So we want to give you this audio program valued at $39.95 absolutely free. Just go to our website at lawofattractionsolutions.com, okay? And get it. Front page, click, download it. It's yours. Simple as that. Use it. Listen to it. I really mean this. It is a game changer. Look at the testimonials. It's a good, good program. It really is. Also, before we go any further, I really would like to invite you to come visit us at Facebook. We are on Facebook. We have two different locations. Come to Law of Attraction Solutions on Facebook or my official page, Robert Zink official page. Either one. Now, the Law of Attraction Solutions page, it gets everything. Everything. The Robert Zink official page doesn't get everything, but it gets a lot of stuff. So whatever works best for you. We love having you there on Facebook as well. And we appreciate your kind letters. If you've used one of our programs, if you've listened to this podcast and been helped, if you've received mentoring at some time in the past, and your life has been changed and it's still working for you, you still have the good stuff going, so to speak, we appreciate your letters. I often equate going for a goal or manifesting an intention kind of like climbing up the mountain of personal motivation and success. As you climb up the mountain, you'll notice there's fewer and fewer people there because they give up. They give up before they reach the summit. It's just too tough in their mind. Now understand that the universe has its own time schedule, and it may not be your time schedule. Because you want everything right now. If you're trying to save a relationship, you want to fix it today and get on with it tomorrow. But it doesn't work that way. It never has. Even people who win the lottery have to wait 6 weeks to get their check. The universe has its own time schedule. But now listen to this. This is the good news. The universal time schedule is dependent upon your vibration. So, put it this way. If your vibration is for a new home, for example, a new house, and the house, we'll say, is $500,000, and you're at the $250,000 vibration mentally, you've never paid over $120,000 for a house, and you're stretching it to $250,000, but the house you want is $500,000, it's $500,000. Your vibration and belief system is still way down there. It's got to come up. It has to rise to the $500,000 level in order for you to attract an opportunity to move into a $500,000 home. It's that simple. Your vibration determines how fast the universe works for you, or apparently at some times works against you. It's really not working against you. It's just giving you more time to prepare, more time to be ready. As a matter of fact, we've had several lottery winners, and we've had a $1 million winner here just last year who was in the Miracle Mentoring Program. And the first thing I told her, she said, what do I do once I get the money? And I said, the first thing you do is you get a good attorney and you get a good investment advisor that you trust. Better somebody on salary that you can just pay rather than commission. Somebody you trust. Preferably your attorney. Somebody who understands taxes and all of that. And you set up various trusts and various accounts. And that way, you don't go out and do what most lottery winners do, and that is they blow their money. Lottery winners have a huge ranking for filing bankruptcy. They rank very high because they weren't ready. They weren't prepared for that kind of money. So in most circumstances, obviously not all, but in most circumstances, the universe is preparing you. It's getting you ready for the top of the mountain. You know, Jim Whittaker, the guy who, well, I think he was the first person to climb Mount Everest. I think he might have been the first to climb it without an oxygen tank. Not sure exactly what the record was, but I know he was from my area. And he would literally climb up and down Mount Rainier in Washington State as fast as he could to prepare his heart and lungs for the ascent of Mount Everest. It took him over a year to prepare. You have to be prepared. You have to bring your vibration up to that level. If it's a relationship you desire, you have to be at that vibration. Some of you have gone through breakups and you're sitting there trying to patch up the old damn relationship. You're trying to fix something that's already broken, something that doesn't work, something that nobody wants, or at least he didn't want it or she didn't want it. And they're gone for a reason. You've got to change your vibration. And you've got to be determined not to give up. Did you hear what I just said? You've got to be determined not to give up. Because most of you, most of the time, will give up too soon. You'll give up before you reach the summit of the mountain. Your destination is often just a foot or two beyond what you believe you can walk. You've reached that point where you're, can't do it anymore. Can't take one more step. Can't take yet one more step is that destination. You've heard me tell you the story about the miner who, in Alabama years ago, who gave up 2 feet from the mother lode and sold his property for $500. Had he dug just another day, he would have retired a multimillionaire. He gave up. Are you giving up? Are you giving up on your relationship? Are you giving up on your business? Are you giving up on your career? Are you giving up on working with the people that are trying to help you, that are inspiring you, that are uplifting you? Are you giving up too soon? Some of you are. And when you give up 1 foot too soon, it's as if you just blew the whole damn trip. The whole trip was worthless. So don't give up.
You are about to experience a miracle. Claim your free 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Many of you are contaminated in your thinking. Yes, I used the word. Okay, he used it. Contaminated. You're contaminated in your thinking. You're living with fear. You're living with doubt. You're living with apprehension. It must be too good to be true. It can't be true that the law of attraction really works. It works for everybody all the time, 100% of the time. That's a bunch of BS. Can't be. What do you think I am? Born on the back of a turnip truck? You know. Your cynicism, your contamination, your doubt, your fear is keeping you from taking the steps you need to take to build the life you want, to save your relationship, to build the business, to attract the money, whatever it is you desire. Contaminated thinking. I used to just call it counterintentions. Hellfire, hell no. I'm calling it contaminated because you've been contaminated by fear and doubt, lower vibrations. I'm oftentimes reminded of one of my mentors. We called him Uncle Mac. And I was fortunate enough to meet him in his 80s. But in his 70s, they told him his wife wouldn't survive the night, that she would never get better, that their life was over. He said, not going to happen. I'm not giving up. Doctors have given up. Friends have given up. Family wants to pull. I'm not giving up. And he got down on his knees and prayed. And he said, you know, I am willing now. You've broke me. I'm willing now to devote the rest of my life to teaching of the light, to teaching of personal empowerment, to going wherever the wind calls me. I'm willing to sell my home. I'm willing to sell my belongings and just live on the good donations of others, if you'll spare her. And then he began to visualize and see her. He began to say, I am sparing her. He became one with the universe. He co-created. And the next morning, his wife got up in that hospital bed and she said, Mac, can you get me some ice cream? He kept his word. He sold everything he had. He wasn't rich. He was a school teacher, retired. And he lived off the meager donations of others, teaching of light, teaching of hope, teaching of prosperity. Wow. Never giving up. I think oftentimes about the story of Thomas Edison. You know, if Rachel and I try something about 3 or 4 times, we're just, you know, we're about ready to throw things against the wall. Oh, let's move on to something else. This isn't working. And we're pretty much normal in that case. We'll find some, well, let's hire a professional to do it. But Thomas Edison couldn't hire a professional to make an electric light bulb. He was the professional. 10,000 failures. Thomas Edison kept walking, kept climbing until he created the incandescent light bulb. Don't quit on yourself. Don't quit on your hopes. Don't quit on your dreams. Move forward. Be strong. Yes, Robert, that's nice. That's all motivational, but I'm a realist. I don't believe in miracles. Well, guess what, Mr. Realist? People that don't believe in miracles seldom have miracles happen to them. Miracles happen because you absolutely expect them to happen in your life. Not once, not twice, but over and over and over again. I'm asking you right now to give up your bitterness, to give up your contaminated thinking, and to take another step in the direction of your destination and your dreams. Elvis Presley was fired from the Grand Ole Opry. The manager there said, "You'll never amount to anything, boy. You better find another job." Michael Jordan was cut from his high school team. But they didn't give up. They didn't lay down. They didn't say it was over. I'm going to leave you with this final thought. And this final thought, I want you to memorize it, because it's going to empower you for a long time to come. But before I give you this final thought, I want to give you a personal, one-on-one, mano-a-mano invitation to get started in the destination of your dreams, whether it's your relationship or your business or your career or your health or your vitality or your abundance. And visit us at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com and claim right now your 30 minutes free, complimentary, of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. If you've got something that's important in your life, you're going to need a coach that understands how miracles take place. We're here to help. Okay, are you ready for this final thought? Here we go. Never confuse a single defeat with a final defeat. You may be defeated, and then tomorrow you're defeated again, and the next day you're defeated again, but that's not the final defeat until you give up. That's from F. Scott Fitzgerald. Never confuse a single defeat with a final defeat. Now, you're important. Your life is important. You're special. You're paying it forward. You're helping people. You're inspiring others. So get out there and have a great day, because you deserve it. Bye-bye.